Now today's top federal headlines. The Defense Department is upping its information sharing with France in wake of the terrorist attacks last Friday. DOD Secretary Ash Carter and Director of Intelligence James Clapper are releasing new instructions to make it easier for personnel to share operational planning information. There's also a travel ban for military personnel planning unofficial trips to Paris. Five industry associations are asking the Defense Department to pull back on a new procurement rule it imposed to enhance the security of cloud computing. They say they're all in favor for better cybersecurity, but for now, none of their lawyers can quite tell how their companies are supposed to comply with it. More from Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu.
Groups including the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, the Professional Services Council, and the Aerospace Industries Association say that because the cloud security rule was put in place without a public comment period, the contracting industry doesn't know what to make of several of its provisions dealing with the reporting of cyber breaches. It could upset long-established provisions of contracting regulation that have nothing to do with cloud computing. The industry groups say they've asked the Defense Department to pause its implementation of the regulation until it's had a chance to discuss it with vendors, but so far, those requests have been rejected. Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio.
DOJ's Inspector General says the FBI's cybersecurity program is still having issues finding and hiring cyber experts. The Bureau didn't hire 52 of the 134 computer scientists it was authorized to, and five of its 56 field offices don't have any assigned to their cyber task forces. This comes after DOJ received a D grade from Congress on the Vitara scorecard issued earlier this month. Here's something that could help them, though. OPM has launched a new hiring toolkit for staff involved in the federal hiring process. It was developed in collaboration with agencies to provide guidance to hiring officials. OPM says it will serve as a one-stop shop for HR professionals. USDA is first out of the gate with its IT reform plan. Here's Jason Miller with today's IT special report.
The Agriculture Department is the first agency to publicly release its plan to meet the common baseline of authorities under the Federal IT Acquisition Reform Act. The USDA self-assessment finds it needs to strengthen its governance system to ensure the CIO works directly with key stakeholders and reports directly to the Secretary and Deputy Secretary. One major change will come in the 2017 budget planning. USDA offices will collect IT-specific budget information and the CIO will review and approve those plans. I'm Jason Miller.
Veterans Affairs IG says Washington, D.C.'s VA Medical Center had wait times exceeding a year for patients needing home health aid services. In a new report, it found managers did not comply with parts of national and local policy regarding quality of care as well. They recommend facilities develop action plans to address the care needs for patients on waiting lists for home health services. The FDA wants to have a bigger role in regulating laboratory-developed tests. Up until now, the agency says it largely left the LDT industry alone, but in a new report, it says many labs are only implementing the bare minimum regulatory requirements, resulting in many false positive and false negative test results. The House passes a bill to help commercial spaceflight take off. The bill intends to speed development of U.S. commercial spaceflight and resource exploration by cutting red tape around the industry, and now awaits the president's final approval. And the White House is pushing your agency to use shared services. Tips for success now from Tom Temin in today's management report.
Moving to shared services takes careful planning. Make sure everyone affected is involved, not just the IT shop, but also the people who are going to use the new system. Make sure users get enough training. Keep requirements in check. Maybe you can get rid of some unneeded process in your current system. Have a plan for possible glitches and understand your costs. Above all, keep constant communications going with your shared services provider. I'm Tom Temin.
Find these stories and more at federalnewsradio.com. I'm Eric White.